Tell Me Everything. I'm Natalie, and I'm joined with my sister, Lara Beth.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Happy Tuesday.
I know. Another week.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Another weekend is gone. It was great. It was just busy. Like, I was just, like, busy Saturday and Sunday, so... This week is another busy week, but hopefully over the weekend I can actually rest. So, but
yes,
it was good. Yeah. We had to go out of town. We took family pictures. We just had a lot going on. So,
oh, where did y'all go?
We had to go to Augusta.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, just for the day. So, pictures? I mean, we did family pictures at like a, it's not really a farm, but it's like someone's land that they call a farm. There's no animals or anything, which Bryant was disappointed. He was like, are there going to be animals? And I was like, maybe. And then there was none. So it was just an open field, basically. But it was nice. I wanted to take a few pictures. They're not maternity pictures, but before the baby's born, I wanted to do some pictures of just us three. So I was glad I did them. But it was so hot. It was so sweaty. It was, was it hot in Atlanta this weekend? It was like 90 degrees.
I was in Chicago and I was freezing my ass
off.
Oh,
I forgot you went to Chicago. Yeah. How was that?
It was like 40 degrees, cold AF. But it was sunny. It was like, the weather was, you know, like it was sunny. It was like beautiful. It was just very cold.
Yeah.
To me, to my precious southern vibe. I miss the
90s.
I
know, 90s. Natalie hates the cold. I know.
Yes. But then I came back down and it was cold here. So who freaking knows? Y'all know we have to give a weather report when we log in.
I know.
It's what we do on Tell Me Everything. Yeah, so it was a very eventful weekend because we had Taylor's double album drop, which we're gonna get into. But first, is there any like
yes.
Bravo news we need to
of
discuss?
Well, I did want to share something that happened. I guess Page Six released it yesterday, I think, was like who broke the news about Mary Cosby. Did you see this?
Believe me, I did, and I'm so enraged right now by this.
Yeah, so I just want to say this for the record. OMG Tell Me Everything has been proudly anti-Mary Cosby since day one.
The jump,
we have never
yes.
liked her. Yes, I have always felt like she had sinister energy. I've never found her entertaining or funny. And I genuinely think she's a bad person. So I was not shocked by this, but it enraged me. But Page Six released an article. This is the headline. Mary Cosby allegedly calls Lisa Barlow's son, age 12, the R word amid Real Housewives of Salt Lake City production. Mary Cosby allegedly called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word in a heated argument amid production of season 5. Multiple sources exclusively claimed to Page Six. One insider claims that the offensive remark was made during a, quote, crazy fight that took place between the women earlier this month, noting that Barlow's castmates, including Heather Gay, Whitney Rose, Meredith Marks, and Angie Katsanavis, were perturbed by Cosby's part in the exchange. The entire cast was beyond grossed out by Cosby's alleged use of the slur. So, I mean, I believe it 100%. Like, I'm like, I can totally see her saying that and like not thinking it's a big
100%.
Deal. And
just
yeah,
like
so
flippantly using that word. And
yeah,
yes, like it's so not surprising to me. But what is surprising is that she stays on the show. And what really ticked me off about this same article, this Page Six article, is that they said that they've continued filming with her. They've made, quote, they've made amends over the situation and are moving on, the insider shares. That's what disgusts me. And I mean, I know the ladies are stuck in between a rock and a hard place because production is like pushing Mary on us. Like nobody
asked
her back. She doesn't have anything in common with any of these ladies. Like she's such a misfit on the cast.
Yes.
And the fact that they're still filming with her is just beyond disgusting. And I want to play out on TV.
Me too.
And I just hate it. And I hate that she wasn't flown home. I mean, how is she still there? Like, it's just it's so inappropriate. And again,
Right,
what,
I agree.
like, we still have this unanswered question about, like, she had these accusations against her for, like, harboring a child fugitive,
Exactly.
or whatever. And I'm like,
Right.
nobody ever will is addressing this on camera because for some reason, production just wants her thinks that she's quirky and funny and that she has to be on our
She's
screen.
funny,
And like I said,
right.
you and I think a lot of times we've been in the minority in the podcast world with this, with our stance, but
Yes.
I stand by what we've said from day
Gotta
one.
do.
So I don't
Well, people
get
think
her off
she's
my
so
screen.
funny. No. And I would like to bring exhibit A to the fact that she's not funny is when she was on Watch What Happens Live with Z-Way. And she's
Yep.
not in on the joke. Like, just because you say crazy things, like, doesn't mean you're funny. Like, she's not trying to be funny, which I think is scarier because it's like she's not in on the joke. She's not making jokes. Like, she's serious when she says these things. Like, calling Heather inbred, like, she's not saying that as shade. Like, she genuinely thinks Heather looks inbred. And I'm like, I don't think that's funny. I think that's very offensive. I think that's very rude. And, and that's like things people bring up. It's like, oh my God, she's so hilarious. And I'm like, but not
But she doesn't
really.
even
Like,
like, but then you
like,
could be, but then like, for example, like with the producers like showed all these clips of her ordering McDonald's or whatever. So then Z-Way brought the hamburger onto the Watch What Happens Live,
yes.
and Mary didn't even understand it. Like she's not, she has no
No.
clue. Like she says stuff and she doesn't
No.
even remember saying it. Like she's not
Exactly.
intentionally being funny. She's just stupid and she's like
No.
dumb.
Yeah.
And that doesn't
Right.
pass as funny to me. And she does mean
Me
these vulgar
neither.
words. Like she is,
Yes.
she does mean it out of a place of hate. And I
Right.
don't know. It just really,
Well,
really
I mean,
disgusts me.
she's not an intelligent person, and I'm sorry, she's not. And I just think she is hateful and full of hate and full of, like, she's mean. And I just think, and I know people are like, well, she was raised in a, bad situation. And I'm like, I can have empathy for that and also not want her to be a housewife. Like, I'm like, I don't need to see her on the screen, but do we know, is she full time or a friend of? Has that been confirmed? I couldn't
I don't think
remember.
it's been,
I think she's just a friend. Is it friend of?
I honestly don't
I'm gonna look
know.
and
Let's
see.
see if I can
I never, I
find
don't think
out
I've
quick.
seen a like confirmation either way. So that's why I was like, I'm not sure. I hope she's just a friend of.
I can't find anything really quick, but
Yeah, me
and I don't think
neither.
that's
I think
officially
she's just a
announced
friend
because there's
of, or
like
at least I hope.
I don't know if they've really announced, to be honest, because they have a few new cast members, but we don't know if they're full time or friend of either, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But she was a full, she was friend of again this past season.
Yes. Because they were, people were surprised she was even at the reunion because she was a friend of. But anyway, I am proud to say the OMG Tell Me Everything has always hated Mary Cosby and has never supported her being on the show. So I stand by that and I'm proud of us. But
100%,
anyway, I just wanted
yes.
to bring that up because that
Follow
was
us.
shocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, truly shocking. And yeah, follow us for the right opinions.
Yes, exactly.
We'll tell we do a good job of telling you what to think. I was just reading some of the
Yes,
comments
exactly.
on this Housewives of SLC Instagram page, and it's like, everybody's like, seems very on brand for Mary. Mary really gets too many passes. She really can go. Why is Mary back? She needs psychiatric treatment. No one should be surprised. This is who
Yikes,
Mary is. Like, there's a lot of people that are kind of
yeah.
saying what we're saying. So,
Yeah, totally.
yeah. Anything else in the Bravo world? I mean, I know we're going to get to Vanderpump Rules and Summer House
I
in a
don't think
minute.
so. There's no breaking news that I have. Like, I looked through Instagram this morning to refresh my memory. I didn't see any breaking news. Do you have anything like from Bravo?
No, I was looking too. So, I think that, this weekend, everybody in the NBC Universal world was focused on the tortured poets department.
Yes, absolutely.
So
I know this
We
is
were
sadly
blessed.
Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl part two.
Well, I have to admit, I did not wake up at midnight to listen. So I know I'm not the full Swiftie that people think I might be, but I did have an early morning flight on Friday.
I
So I was
know.
like up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, I'm not gonna stay up because I'll be able to listen like very early. And I had the album like set to like download on my phone from Spotify. So I was like
Yeah.
listening to a little bit of it. And then I was like, I don't want to look at social media yet till I like, listen. But if, then I couldn't help myself. So I was like listening while I was getting dressed and like started to scroll through social media. And then I
Yeah.
saw Ryan Bailey say she literally dropped a second album. So I was like, what? So I went
I
back
know.
to the, homepage and like found it. So yeah, so she dropped
Yeah.
the part one of the album, and then at 2 a.m. released a whole nother slew of songs. So
Yes.
yeah, that was what I did the whole flight to Chicago, just listening and getting some thoughts together. But
Yeah.
yeah, did you get a chance to listen to some of it or?
So I actually did, not on purpose, but I had stayed up that night working on something else. And so I actually was up at midnight and I listened to the first two songs like at midnight. And then I was like, I'm too tired. I can't do this. So I went to sleep. But I have listened to the first album. I still have not made it to the second.
Yeah.
And I told my sister, I was like, I was going to listen to it over the weekend, but I was with our parents and I didn't think they would appreciate the Tortured Poets Society, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I think it's best to listen to a solo. But I'm going to power through today and listen to the second album. But it was just like
Yeah, like
31 songs was like very daunting. 31 songs is a
I
lot.
know.
So.
I like Yeah, my initial like thoughts off the jump. I mean, obviously, guys, like there, we're like 4 days after the album came out. There's like a million think pieces, a thousand million
Oh, I'm sick
TikToks.
of
Like,
it.
so we're not gonna analyze it too much, but like just my initial thoughts is
No.
like, oh my God, what did this girl go through? Like that was the first thing that I
Right.
thought when I was listening to it. I was like, this girl has been through hell and
Right.
back with in her relationships.
Right.
I like It's interesting because it's one of those albums that's like the more you listen to it, the more you pick up on or you see different
Totally.
themes and trends like weaving through the albums. Because like my first listen, I was hearing more about like the theme of wedding and altar and babies, and then like a late, I was listening to it at the gym yesterday, and it was like the themes of prison and crime and being guilty, like those were the themes that I was hearing. So it's
Yeah.
just one of those like deep albums that it's like the more you listen to it, you're just going to pick up on different themes like throughout all of your
Right.
listens. And it like the first time I listened through it, I loved the first half of the album. And then yesterday I was like, oh, actually maybe the second part's my favorite. Like it's just such a
Yeah.
complex, piece of,
Yeah.
art that she's given us. I think that one of the songs, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I was listening to, and I even wrote this down. I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm so glad she's not with this guy anymore. She's with Travis now. Like I like literally was having that thought.
Yeah.
And then the next song after that was The Alchemy, which a lot of people say is about
Yeah.
Travis. And that like, so I went
Yeah.
from like feeling really sad for her to then feeling like, oh, like, she's found like
Right.
a good guy, So it's just like an
Yeah.
emotional roller
I know.
coaster.
I
I
love
think
it.
like
Yeah.
there's like a lot of, people don't like the album. Obviously, people love the album, people hate the album. Ira
Yeah.
Madison, who we always are talking about on the show,
Yeah.
he on his newsletter, he was like, Taylor, it's summer. Kind of like this is
I
like a very sad and depressing album. There's not that many, if any, bops like that we're gonna be like
No.
jamming out to the club with,
No. Right.
So maybe besides I Could Do It With a Broken Heart, but it was
Yeah,
just funny
yeah.
because it's like, yeah,
It's
this is
Sad
like a
Girl
sad
Summer.
girl summer, and I think
Yeah.
one of the last, like on her Instagram posts, like she made a comment, like I'll see if I can find the post, but it was just like, this is the end of the chapter. Like, there's no more left to be said. Like, so I think for her, this was like a therapeutic album of like, I need to put this out
Yeah.
here. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And we can
Right.
like move on, you know?
Move on. Yeah,
Let me see if
totally.
I can, let me find what I was going to talk
Well,
about.
I it's similar. I felt similar to Midnights as you felt listening to this. Like the first time I listened to Midnights, it didn't like hit for me. But then like the more I listened to it, I was like, oh my gosh, like I love, like there's so many songs on the album that I like love. Like I love Karma. And I can't even think of the names now, but like there's so many songs on that album that I like sing all the time. Like they get stuck in my head. And so I do think like this is an album that the more I listen to it, I'm sure like I'll connect with more. But I felt the same as Ira. I was like, I have enough sadness in my life right now. Like I don't need any more. But
Yeah, because
no,
this is her
yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, go ahead.
on, no, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but on her Instagram, she, when the album dropped, she posted, this period of the author's life is now over, the chapter closed and boarded up. There's nothing to avenge, no scores to settle once wounds have healed. And upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted. Once we have spoken our saddest story, we can be free of it. And I truly feel like this is like, this was therapy for me to write, therapy for me to
Yeah.
sing. It's a little bit about all these relationships, these things that I've
Yeah.
witnessed, putting it out there, and now I'm done and I'm moving on because she is in a happier place in her life.
Yes,
So,
totally. It
so
almost
I
gave
think you
me
have to.
vibes of like from the archive. Like it almost gave me like she wrote these songs like when she broke up with these people or when she went through these situations or when these things happen and they've just been sitting in the vault and now she's just releasing them to like truly release them, like to get them off of her chest and like
Yeah.
out of her brain. That's like the vibes I got from it. 'Cause I was like, this doesn't reflect, I don't feel like where she is currently, but I feel like these are from the vault. Like these are from like a year ago or 2 years ago. And she's just like, you know what? I'm just gonna put this out in the world and then I can move on. Like basically what she said. But I just that's like the vibes I even got listening to it. 'Cause I was like, you see these, the cute little cooking video of her and Travis, and then you see them at
Yes.
Coachella, and you're like, she's so happy and in love and just like living her life. And so I was like, I don't feel like this reflects her current state. But then I was like, you know what? I think this is probably her old journal entries or whatever, and like she's just putting them
Totally.
out into
That's
the
such a good
universe
point.
and letting them go. So yeah. Yeah.
I totally agree. It definitely
Just,
has
I'm a
that
music critic, so I'm just
the
kidding.
vault album. And I did want to share some breaking news with you.
I know, I'm
I
scared. I'm scared.
am going to see her in London.
I knew you were going to
So
London, but
David
I
took,
didn't know you were going to see her.
I am going to be in London for a wedding, and the wedding's on Saturday, and she will be
Okay.
playing in London Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And David surprised me with tickets to the Sunday show.
Awesome. That is so
So
awesome.
I'm
I
so
love it.
excited. Yes. So y'all heard it here
Yeah.
first. Our loyal listeners now know.
I know.
Yeah,
And
so
what are the odds? Like that the wedding was the same weekend. That's crazy.
I know. And David like is officially a Swiftie now, so he wanted to go, so
Yeah. I know. He wants to go. What's he gonna wear? What's his costume gonna
I
be?
so I was like, I gotta get him like a something sparkly. Yeah. I was thinking
I
about the shirt, like I've got a lot going on at the moment or something, one of those
know.
shirts
Oh,
or something. I gotta find him something.
yes. Or he can do like
So
a
yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs shirt
Oh
or something.
my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Be thinking. I need that. Yes, he needs a
Yeah.
Kelce jersey. But there's
Yes,
like,
yes.
because Travis has already said like he's planning to be at the London shows because, obviously because London's going to be hard for her. He didn't say that, but I
Yeah.
think that's like one of the reasons he is
Yeah.
planning to be there. So maybe I'll be close by. I'll be in the
That is
same
so, I know
room
you
as
might see them
Travis and
together. I
Taylor.
know. That's awesome. I'm so
So
excited.
I
I know. What are you gonna
know.
wear? We gotta plan. We gotta plan. We'll do it
I know.
offline,
I'm
but we
like
gotta plan
free.
your outfit.
So watch the space, y'all.
Yes.
Yes. So that's my exciting news. And I'm so curious, like, if she's gonna like play any of these songs or if they're gonna be like part of the
Yeah.
surprise set. Like, I know she picks back up in like early May. So I'm interested to like obviously
Okay.
watch those TikToks and like see like if the new album is incorporated into her set list at all. I really have no idea what she's gonna do. So
Right. I know. I'm excited to see where, like, how the Eras Tour evolves now that this album is out.
right.
Like, 'cause it's totally different, you know? So yeah.
Right, right.
But yeah,
So
I'm
I will
excited.
report
That'll be so
back.
fun. I
I know I'm gonna see
didn't
Kate
know.
Middleton and Taylor all on the same trip.
Natalie's gonna be on the beat, people. She's gonna be on the
Literally
beat.
on the beat. And we are gonna
I'm
have boots on the
obsessed.
ground at a concert in May. We'll have our cousin is going to see DJ Polly D and DJ James Kennedy. They're playing at a derby party in Louisville. So she is going.
I'm
And so we
so
are gonna have her
jealous.
on the pod to give us
Yes.
the update of that pop
Yes.
historical moment in pop
I'm gonna tell
culture.
you, I'm gonna tell you, I'm jealous that you're seeing Taylor Swift in London, but I might be more jealous that our cousin Tassie is seeing Polly D and James Kennedy. Like, I was like an OG Jersey Shore fan. Like, I love Polly D. Like, that is just like a piece of my like adolescence. And I've literally every year when he releases the schedule, I look to see if he's coming to Atlanta. He never plays in Atlanta. Like, he always is in Vegas, Miami, like the big party cities, but he never comes to Atlanta. And so I'm always like, I wish I could see him like just one time. And now she's seeing him and James Kennedy. Like, I'm
I
so jealous.
know. Oh my gosh.
But
It's gonna be epic. Yes. If you weren't 9 months pregnant, you should fly.
I don't think I would be the like the target audience for a DJ Polly D set right now, but I don't know that I'll fit in. But I am very jealous that she's going to that. That's gonna be so much
She
fun.
is gonna tell us everything about it, so watch this space for that.
Yes, and it's hilarious because her daughter is like 19, I think, and it's like she's having to like teach her about these people. Like, these people to us are like everything, right? Like, and her teen is like, who are these people?
Yeah, it's like Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z walk into a bar.
Literally, exactly. Oh, you don't understand. No.
My gosh, yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, let's get into the Bravo. Did you watch this
Oh,
week's
yeah.
Summer House?
I did. I actually watched it live, which I never ever watch Summer House Live. Like, I watch Vanderpump Rules live sometimes, but Thursdays I usually don't get around to it. And we were best just home, and I was like, let's just watch it. Like, what else is there to watch? So yeah, I watched it, and it was a good episode. Like I said, I said this last week, like, Summer House is fun again. Like, I love it. Like, it's like everybody's having fun, they're partying, it's hot people together in a house, and I love it. Like, it's just so, I love it. It's a great season.
Yeah, I was happy that Gabby was back. I kind of actually missed. I mean,
Me too.
she brings a good energy to the house. I was glad that
I
she was
agree.
back. I
Yes.
didn't take like extensive notes, but what did you think
No, yeah,
about
me neither.
Danielle like confronting Paige about? I kind of didn't agree
Okay.
with Danielle.
I did not agree with Danielle, and I thought it was really random. Like, I felt like it was really out of nowhere. And I will tell you, people, like, I have turned a corner with Paige and Craig. Like, I used to
Me
like
too.
roll my eyes at them, and I was like, they're so like stupid. Like, I just didn't like root for them. I didn't care if they broke up or not. I just didn't like root for them. And something has like switched for me. I don't know if it's from Southern Charm or Summer House or both, but I like love them as a couple. I think they make a lot of sense. I think they are approaching this in a very healthy way. Like, I think the way they communicate is really healthy. And I honestly respect Paige, like wanting to maintain her independence and like wanting to have a modern relationship and saying like we don't have to get married, because the thing is, and I think I forget this too, they've only been dating a year. Like it's not even really that long. Like I think
Oh,
it's easy
wow.
in the Bravo world to be like, they've been dating for 7 years. Like, why aren't they settling down? And it's like, they've only been together, like, maybe it's longer at this point, but when this was filmed, they were only together a year. And so I'm like, that's really not that long in the grand scheme of things, you know? So I was just like, I don't know. I'm rooting for them. And I thought Danielle, it was just so random to me. I was like, where is this coming from? And I do think she wants to, I think Danielle really wants to say something about Lindsay and Carl and can't. So she's like deflecting onto another couple.
A
That's how
hundred
I
percent.
feel.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, Danielle, do you even know like Craig at all? Like this, it was just like of all the people,
Yes.
like you're not, you don't know from what we see, like you don't know this couple at all. And
No.
I feel like Paige is like, it'd be one thing if she wasn't being honest with Craig about everything, but she's so upfront about it.
Exactly.
And Craig,
Right.
he could walk away if he didn't want to wait, or
100%.
like he has autonomy to walk away if he's not feeling this. So
100%.
it just, I was like, I don't really agree with what Danielle's saying, and like you said, it was just so random.
Yeah.
But and then also the other thing I wrote
And
down
I
was,
did laugh. Oh, go ahead.
no, you go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say another thing too was like, I don't like, I do feel like Danielle feels like she has this like moral authority on her friends. And it's like, when have you been in a healthy relationship? Like, you know, it's just like you and Robert were never in a good relationship, in my opinion. So I'm like, I don't know. I just was like, why do you think you have
And
the moral
even
high ground
she
here?
said, I think on the after show, she was like, before Robert, I've never been in a serious relationship. Or it
Yeah.
was like
So what are you
10
talking
years or
about?
something. And I was like, oh yeah, like when you were
Right.
16 or something. So yeah, I was like, you have some nerve, you know, saying it.
Yes.
And I think this is like gonna be a big deal. Like I think this is building and building. Like it's, you know, gonna like
Right.
come out in the next couple episodes, like a bigger situation.
Yeah, I agree.
I also, so when they all got home from the club, which the club looked like so, everybody was having fun and like they were like partying. I made a comment. I was like, Carl kissed Lindsay's feet. Did you catch
Yeah.
that? And I was like, that totally gave me
Yes.
the ick.
I know.
But th then the next day, like they have a big party. They do, before, like they're getting ready for the party, and I did make a note. I was like, Carl still hasn't told Lindsay about the non-alcoholic lover boy opportunity. And I was just
Yeah.
like, are you like, what the fuck? Like, why have you not told her? Like, this just shows you
Yes.
how pathetic he is. Like, he doesn't have the balls to like tell her
Yes.
about this opportunity. And then
No.
conveniently, he brings it up when she's wasted at the party.
Of course.
Did you catch
That's
that
what he
too?
always does. Yes.
Yep. Like
Yes.
you don't have the balls. Like if you think it's going to be an argument with her, like it's like the fact that you can't just be man up and like talk to her when she's sober about this opportunity,
Right.
like speaks not a lot about Lindsay, but a lot about you. Like that you can't even like bring it
Yes.
up. And if she's not
Yeah.
supportive of it, like. And the thing is, like after all that, like when she finally brought it up to him at the party, when he brought it up to her at the party when she was wasted, she wasn't even that against it. She was like, how do you feel about that? Because Carl is the
Right.
one that had the issue with Kyle at Loverboy. So
Right.
she like pushed it back on him, you know, because
Yeah.
like, do you want to go back and work there? Like, I mean, if,
Right.
but at the end of the day, like she does want somebody with a job that is bringing home money.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong
Yes,
with that.
exactly. No. And too, I was like, he, because this is how I feel, and this might be controversial, but this is how I feel. Carl weaponizes these people drinking against them because he did this with Kyle, telling him about being a flower boy. Like he waited until he's drunk, because then the conversation, if you're talking to someone that's drunk and you're sober, you can kind of control that conversation, right? Like we've all been there, been around someone that's had a few too many, and it's like, you're able to kind of be like manipulate that conversation. And so I feel like he did that to Kyle 2 weeks ago, and now he's doing it to Lindsay. And it's like, I'm dropping this huge bomb on you when you're drunk. So then I could just be like, well, you were drunk, you were not blah blah blah, and I don't like that. But then I also laughed because I think it was in a confessional that he said, like, she's not been supportive of my other business opportunities. And he was talking about when he was asking her about opening a sober bar. And I was like,
Yes.
Carl, that was not a business opportunity. That was a pipe dream. That is not a
Yes.
job.
It's
Like,
not
that
the
is not
same
the
at
same thing.
all. I thought the same
No,
thing. I was like,
not at
this is
all.
not the same as like an actual opportunity with an established company is not the same
Right.
thing as like, I want to open up this
No.
random ass thing. And he was
Yeah,
comparing that. And I was
it's
like,
not
give
the
me
same at
another
all.
example. And did you watch the after
Right.
show?
Yes, I did.
And I was like, I'm still very much Team Lindsay in this situation because she was like, I've, we spent all this money on a career coach. We spent all this money on a podcasting. And like, you just don't have
Right.
any drive whatsoever. And then
No.
the scene, like he and Kyle were sitting there, Carl and Kyle were sitting there, and he was like talking about, like, actually made us believe that he wants to be a motivational speaker. I
Right.
died.
Right.
I was like, are you
Yeah, no.
kidding? You are
No.
delusional.
100%.
Because he was like,
I agree.
the business coach I talked to was saying, like, he's sober and he does motivational speaking and this and this and this. And I was like, honey, the field is saturated and you're not a motivational speaker. No.
Right. No, not at all. Well, and too, like going back to what you said about Danielle, it's like, we've never seen Carl in a healthy relationship on this show. Like, he's never had a
Right.
long-term girlfriend. He's never had a serious relationship until Lindsay. And so I'm like, does Carl even know how to be a good partner? Like, I am not gonna say Lindsay's the perfect girlfriend fiance at
Right.
all, but I think when we put Carl on this pedestal, I just don't think he deserves that because I'm like, he's not to me proved that he's a good partner. Like, he throws her under the bus constantly. He talks down to her. He treats her, poorly when she drinks. And I just am like, I don't know why we have Carl on this pedestal. Like, I'm like, what has he done in the past that has made y'all like love him so much?
Right.
Because it's like, he was an F boy in the beginning seasons, and he slept around and all that, and he has a right to do that. But I'm just like, have you ever actually been in a good relationship? Like, I don't know what his history is, but I don't know. It's very interesting to watch everything play out, knowing how it ends. But I say this every week, but I'm like, I'm just sick of Lindsay being the villain and Carl being the good guy. Like, I'm just sick of that narrative. And I think this proves us right again, yet again. We're always right. So.
Always right. And even in the after show, he kind of lists out, he's like, season one, I got fired, or in season two, I quit, from his
Right.
job in the city. And I was just like,
Right.
you are so lost. You are so lost right now.
100%.
And it's like,
Totally.
obviously, he and Lindsay did not need to get married. And I'm like, you need to actually,
No.
like, work on yourself. But I did,
Yeah.
I
And you
found it
know what?
very.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, two judgy girls brought up a point. Like, this was a couple of episodes ago, but they were like saying, Carl might need to get out of New York City. Like, they were even saying, like, he would probably do well in California, like living the sober lifestyle, like living the beach life, like a slower pace. Like, maybe New York City isn't a good fit for him. And I was like, you know what? I actually agree with that. Like, I could see Carl really loving, like, the quote, Cali lifestyle, like casual, like not wearing a suit and not rushing around, like just, like,
Being
I don't know.
Cali
I was like,
sober.
yes, I was like, I actually think that could be a good thing. Because do you have a prediction for next season? Do you think Lindsay or Carl will be back? Do you think it'll be one or the other or neither? Like, what is your prediction?
I mean, I feel like they could, like, I don't know what their friendship is now. Do they, like, are they cordial with each other? I don't know. So, I mean,
Right.
hopefully they can, like, rotate in and out. But yeah, I feel like Carl could benefit from some big change like that. Maybe even go to like a retreat or something. 'Cause I mean, it was it's just
I
so
know.
shady to like watch him episode after episode deliver news to people when they're drunk. And it's like you need
Yes,
to
it's very
find
frustrating.
some inner strength somewhere, and hopefully he's getting the help that he
Totally.
needs. Really quick before we take a break, how do you feel about like Sierra and Wes? Like, I know we just have a one more minute, but
I don't think either of them are wrong. I don't
yeah.
blame Sierra for wanting to take it slow and not want to jump into bed with someone. Like, I completely support that. But I also don't think Wes is out of line for being like, what are we doing? Like, I'm like, because I think Wes, this is his first season. He probably thought, I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna party, I'm gonna hook up with hot girls, and that's gonna be my summer. And then he and Sierra kind of connected, and I think he needs to be clear with her about what he wants. Like, does he want a girlfriend or does he want a hookup? Like, and I think he, but I think he's stuck between a rock and a hard place because I think he's gonna look like the bad guy no matter what. But I want to be careful saying that because I am pro Sierra. Like, she does not have to sleep with him if she doesn't want to. She does not owe him anything. And so I'm not saying that against Sierra, but I also don't think West is like a bad guy for being like, what's the deal? So I don't know. What do you think?
I think he can't win either way. I mean, I'm like you, like do not sleep with him if you don't want to. You owe him nothing. It's your body. I think he's just like, oh shit, like I'm on camera, I don't know what to do, and is she into me? Like, are we like wanting to be serious, or are we just like, I just want to hook up? Like, it's yeah, he really just can't win, and I hate it for him because I don't think he's a bad guy, and I think he's just trying to figure out, yeah, are we gonna hook up or not? And I think we said from the jump, like she's not into him. And
I don't
so,
think she is.
like,
And I
we
think
kind of
she
could
just
see
wants someone
that.
to cuddle with.
And to like show her attention. And that's fine. But we kind of
Which is
called that
fine,
from day one,
right?
too. I was like, she is not into him.
Totally. I agree.
So, but we will see. All right. I think we need to take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules. All right, we'll be back.
Yes, definitely.
Hey guys, and we're back. Ready to talk VPR?
I'm ready. I feel like it was forever ago,
I know, we'll have a new episode tonight, so
I know.
but
But still
this
worth talking
episode
about.
just absolutely killed me and made me hate Sandoval even more, if that's possible.
Even more.
He's such
Right.
a little baby. Oh my gosh. What's like, we've got Carl and we've got Sandoval out of control.
Know. I know. It's out. It is out of control.
Yeah, these men babies. So we started the episode with Sheena shooting a music video at Kyle Chan's store. And Sheena's like upset because Katie's sick and she can't come.
I just have to talk about this because Katie sends a selfie like looking gorgeous. Like she looks
Full
like
glam.
angelic. Yes, she looks like hot. And I'm like, this could be a pic you sent like a guy that you're interested in, Katie. Like, and she's like, I'm on my deathbed. I was like, please.
That meme where it's like, sorry, I can't, I'm sick. That's what it was. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
so, but I don't think that she skipped because of Lala. I think she just didn't want to come, in my personal opinion. I think she just was like, I don't want to do this.
Right. It was not about, like, I don't think it was about Lala either. For sure.
No, yeah.
But Sheena is like a true professional. She is like getting down to business. She is a star. And they are like shooting this music video, and it is like it's for her new song, Apples or something. So, which we'll get
Well,
into
was
the
the music
song a
video?
little.
I was confused. Yeah, I was
Yes, okay. I
confused
don't
with
think it was for
she's
Apples. It was for
Good
Good
as
as
Gold
Gold
remix,
emo
right?
remix. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was
Which
confused.
made
It's too
it
much
very
of Sheena's
confusing.
career.
Yes,
Yeah.
because then she like drops the album late or the new single
Right.
later. Yes, you're right. This
Right.
was not
So that was
for,
kind of
this was for
weird.
Good as Gold something version.
Right. Yeah.
And then if there's one thing the producers are gonna do, it's gonna show airplanes flying over James and Allie's house.
Every time.
So we cut
Every
to
time.
James and Allie's house, the planes flying overhead. And Allie's telling James Kennedy about Rachel going on, quote, some podcast, which just made me laugh because we all know behind the scenes that it's Bethany's podcast.
Exactly.
So, and I love how in this whole episode they gave Bethany like no shout outs whatsoever. So, which I definitely appreciated because I don't.
None. And I was like, does she want a shout out or not? Like, I don't know, but I laughed at that because I was like, they never say her name. They never say the name of the podcast. Like, it's hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, so like nobody, like they don't want to give her the clicks or the listens, but so James and Allie are talking about it, and then they kind of are cutting back and forth between Lala, Ariana, and Sheena talking about it.
Yeah.
And Sheena's talking about the podcast, and Ariana has this look of absolute disgust on her face because Sheena's talking about Sheena. Well, let me say this. First of all, Sheena says, I haven't even had time to listen to it. I've been up since 7 a.m. But then she, even though she hasn't listened to it, she proceeds to tell everybody all about the
Yeah.
podcast.
I love it because that's so me coded. Like, I'm not gonna listen to it, but I will tell you the bullet points.
Right. So she, Raquel was like talking about this and that and this, and then Raquel was talking about how when she lived with Sheena, and Sheena's like, Raquel didn't do anything. I see Pepper. Raquel didn't do anything when she lived here. She didn't even stock toilet paper. And I thought she was
Yeah.
gonna say, or batteries.
I
But she
know. She should
what
have.
a missed opportunity.
I
Because
know.
Sheena was really mad at Raquel. So
Yes.
but it was just, I was like, that's a missed opportunity because she was like, she didn't even stock toilet
Right.
paper. But she, the point is that she's saying like Raquel like lived at my house with like low, like paid like a fourth of my rent. She didn't really contribute anything else, and I was trying to help her out.
Right.
But like Ariana's just absolutely disgusted as she hears like the play-by-play. Like her face is just like, this girl is
Yes.
messed up.
Well, because Raquel says, like, which we already heard, but like she says she and Ariana were never that close and that everything was for the show. And, you know, she even, like, which we'll get into this when we hear Tom's, you know, reaction, but she says she was never in love with Tom. And it's just kind of like, I don't know what's the truth because when they show flashbacks, they show Raquel like, these are my forever friends, like these are my people, like da da da. And you know, and I will be honest, I have said from the beginning, I don't think it's true that Ariana and Raquel were quote best friends. Like I don't really think they were that close. But I think to say that they weren't friends at all is a bit of a stretch too, because I'm like, they were like they hung out together, they traveled together. And I actually heard this on another podcast. It was like, even if you were just coworkers, it's still messed up. Like, even if you aren't friends, like that doesn't absolve you of your sins. Like, if you had an affair with your coworker's husband, that doesn't mean like, well, we weren't really friends. Like, that doesn't make it better. So it's like, I don't know what she thinks she's proving by saying that. So it's just funny to me.
No, I totally agree. So the podcast definitely like made waves, and and it's like discussed incessantly in this episode.
Yes, yes.
And then Allie and James are also talking about the upcoming sperm donor party. They're
Yes.
like, they think it's like a cool idea. And then we flash back to Lala having the balls to ask Ariana if she could use her house for the sperm donor party. And I'm just like,
Yeah,
you've
what is
talked
up with
so
that?
much shit about Ariana staying in this house, and now you're gonna like ask to use the house. Like that just really pissed me off.
I
But
know.
Ariana's like, no, like it's just a real hot mess right now. Like I really just can't host it.
Right.
So she, but then obviously never fear, because Lala has Lisa Vanderpump's house as a backup. So
We need to talk about this scene because this was just the most fake, like produced scene I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was just so ridiculous. Like, to even pretend that you would ask Lisa Vanderpump the day before, can I have my party at your house? And Lala is even like, I already have the catering set up. I'm like, you can't hire a caterer without telling them where they're gonna go. Like, that's not gonna happen. And also,
And
I was thinking, like, Ariana would not have held all these people. Like, Ariana's house is not that big, and the backyard is not that big. So I'm like, I don't
what
think
was the
that was
point
ever
of
even a
this?
yes. I don't even think that was really an option. And so I was kind of like, was this just so they could point out that the house is a mess because of Anne being gone? Like, I was just kind of like, this is a weird fake scene to me, like this whole thing. And then I know we'll get into the details, but Lisa's just like, yeah, I guess you can have it there. And I'm just like, there's no way this was not set up weeks ago. Like, give me a freaking break. Like,
100%,
I
because
just like,
Lisa lives like somewhere in Beverly Hills, I don't know, and then
right.
like Ariana's in the Valley, like that's a geographical
Right.
distance, like yeah, the caterers and all that stuff, doesn't make any sense, like it's not
No,
believable.
not at
So I
all.
don't but I don't know
No.
what the point was. Was it to plant the scene that the seed that the house was a hot mess? But I did
Yeah.
kind of, but I was like, oh my gosh, the audacity of her
Yes.
asking for this house right
Because
now.
literally last season or last episode, it was literally one episode ago, she was like, I don't feel bad. She's still in the house. Like, I don't care anymore. And it's like, how can you say that? But then the next day, supposedly, you're like, can I use your house for a party? It's like the audacity. Why don't you ask Tom? Like, why are you asking Ariana? Like, you know, I don't know. It's just really annoying to me.
And then Allie is telling James that she's worried about this party because Katie and Lala, things have been tense between them. And I
Yeah.
kind of like tuned out. I really don't give a shit about this, to be quite honest. Because like Lala is
Well,
telling Allie about
yeah.
Katie, and she says, like, it's clear that my friend is unhappy and it's been happy for a long time. And then this is going to come back to play later. But I was just like, I don't. This is a
Well, we
nothing
just
burger
watched
to
them
me.
make up. Like, we literally just watched them have like a nice lunch and they made up. And I was like, even during that scene, I was like, I'm so glad they nipped this in the bud. Like, I don't want to watch them continue fighting. Like, and then now I'm like, well, that was all for nothing because y'all are fighting again over the same stuff essentially 3 weeks later. So,
Like
yeah, I didn't,
miscommunication.
yeah.
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 And I was like, Allie, you're being
So.
so messy for this too. But
You know she is.
yeah.
Gotta
Then
get in the mix.
the next scene is at Tom Short's apartment. Oh God. I got so pissed off in this scene.
Okay,
Sandoval
tell me
comes
more.
over.
Yeah.
And he's whining about the podcast. I was like, my eyes can literally not roll back further
Yes.
into my head if I tried. He is so
Yes.
delusional. So he's like basically crying to Tom Schwartz about Raquel saying that she wasn't in love with Tom.
Right.
And he's just like crying, and he's like, I made changes to myself, thinking that one day
Please.
she would see all the hard work that I've done on myself and that she would appreciate
Right.
it. And like,
And he says, like, I wish I'd heard it from her mouth. Like, I wish she had called me and not done a podcast. You know, like, he just is making it all about himself. Like, it's just like he centers himself in everything.
Yeah, so I was like, that's like narcissist behavior, because it's like you did
100
not
percent.
give her any proof that like you wanted, like you didn't really want to be with her. You just wanted to be with her when she didn't want to be with you.
Right, totally.
You know?
No, I know.
So,
Yeah.
and then he, I
And he
don't
was like
think.
pushing her to be come back on the show at this point. Like, he was like, you need to come back and tell your story. Like, he just to me was like wanting her to come be like his ally, like on the show. Like, that's my perspective on it. Like, I think he really thought in his delusional brain that she was gonna come back. They were gonna like take on the cast together and like be in love. and whatever. And that's not how it happened. And I almost think
I
he's
don't
like
even know if that's
lashing
what
out at
he
her.
wanted to do, because I don't think that they were really in love. I think they were
Oh, I
in
don't. No.
lust. And
Yeah,
I
I'm not
don't.
talking about love. I'm talking about just we were gonna
Yeah.
take on the cast together, like as like not even romantic partners, but just like he
Okay.
wants to
Yeah.
prove, like he wants to prove them wrong. Like he
But I'm just
wants
like,
this to
weren't
be,
you
you know, real.
literally with my girl T like one episode ago? Like, how are you crying over Raquel? You just hooked up with my girl
That's
T.
so true. That's so
I
true.
mean, like in like a last episode. And like
That's so
you
true.
did
I didn't
this,
even think about
you
that.
did like singles night, like, you know,
Right. You're
I
obviously
think
not
that
that upset.
so I don't think Raquel was
No.
like ever really in love with Tom, like maybe the idea of Tom or like what the false things that he
100%.
promised her. And this is like what these are things. For all of Raquel, Rachel's faults, like these are things that like she has learned in therapy, and you know it was better that she didn't reach out to him, you know, for her own mental health.
But 100%, right. I agree.
So, and then he's like, you know, to go through all that and not even give it a shot, what was it all for? And I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Why did you ruin your life, you
Exactly.
idiot? Like that's exactly right.
Exactly. Right. Totally. And I can
Yeah.
tell, even like, I mean, this is not a Tom Schwartz fan podcast, but even he, I could tell, was like, what am I supposed to say to this? Like, she's moved on, like, let it go. Like,
Yeah.
he's even like, what is there to say? Like, she obviously doesn't want to be with you, so
Well,
let's
I
keep it
made a
moving, you
comment
know?
because I wrote down because Short says, "It's over, man. It's been over." And I was laughing because that's exactly what Lisa said weeks ago that we laughed about on the pod, where she was like, it's
Yes.
over, darling. It's
It's oh oh
over.
it's over, darling. Well,
And then Short
because
says in
what? Oh,
this episode.
that's when he told Lisa that she blocked him, and she was
Yes.
like, oh, she blocked you? It's over
It's
then.
over. I was just laughing because then Short said the same exact thing. And I was just like, how many episodes do we have to go through of you? Of other
know.
people telling you it's over, and you know it's
But that's why I
over.
don't, that's why I think he just wants to paint the narrative of that they were in love and it was us against the world and no one supported us, but we're gonna make it through. Like, I don't think that's true, but I think that's the story that he plotted out in his mind. Like, I think that's how he thought this season was gonna go. And I think he's genuinely shocked that she's not coming back. Like, I think at this point he still thought she was gonna come back on the show. And like, I, even though it's based in delusion, I think he is genuinely surprised that she is not coming running back to him. And I think that just shows how messed up he is. I mean, I'm like, he
Yes,
needs to go to therapy. Like, it's, and not screen therapy, like a real therapist.
I think you're so right. Like he is shocked that she isn't kissing his ass
Yes.
and like running back to him and to be on the show.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next scene we have Lisa there at Tom Tom. What is up with them trying to make Tom Tom pump?
Okay,
Did you
I
pick up
was
on this?
listening.
Like, and
Yes.
yeah, what are our LA
Yes.
friends saying about this? Because just for
So
the
Ryan
listeners, like,
Bailey,
oh, let me, I was just
yeah.
gonna say, like, their pump has closed, right? And so now Lisa's trying to bring the pump
Yes.
brunch to Tom Tom. But then if you recall, like a couple episodes ago, they also had like
Right.
the pump door outside of Tom Tom. And they
Yes.
have a scene or a outside shot where they have the pump sign right next to Tom Tom. So what are our LA friends saying about all this?
Yes. So Ryan Bailey actually mentioned that he drove by, like he drove on this road, and that the pump, like gate, you know, that they showed they're
Yeah.
installing at Tom Tom. He said it's actually very confusing because you're like, wait, is this Tom Tom or is this pump? And I think Lisa Vanderpump just thinks that gate is more iconic than it actually is, and she's thinking, oh, I'm saving this like souvenir from Pump. And it's like, really, in all actuality, no one cares about that gate, but I think
Okay.
she thinks it's like really cool. That's my opinion. But I think it's weird, like she's hired all the staff from Pump, like she's trying to make it the brunch. And I was listening to another podcast, Sup, And they were saying like Pump did not have great food, but they had the best vibes. Like Pump was like the best
Okay.
like atmosphere of all of her restaurants. And but you can't recreate that in Tom Tom. Like you can't take the vibes of this completely
Right.
different restaurant. Because Pump, I think, was like more like it was like a garden, like it was like outdoors, and it was more of like a easy breezy kind of
Yeah.
thing. And then Tom Tom is like a true bar, like inside.
But let
So
Tom Tom be
I
its
don't
own
know.
place. I don't understand.
Exactly.
And there's also like at the end of the episode a shot of the outside and they have like this like banner and it's like come have
Yeah.
the legendary Pump brunch, like Pumptinis and like it was saying all that
Yeah.
stuff. It was just like so odd. I'm like, Lisa, just let it go. Like if you close
Just let it
Pump,
go.
I don't understand. You know, because even
No.
Short says, like, I didn't really envision brunch to be like this with Pump right next door or right on the sign.
Exactly.
And I was like, what is happening?
Right.
I just, yeah, I need like some boots on the ground
It's
to like help
weird.
us
Yeah.
understand this.
And can I just say that both of them, both Toms do this. I can't remember if it's both in this scene. I'm assuming it is. But they are working on the cocktail menu and they both bring like pureed fruit from home. And that just like disgusted me. I was just like,
Yeah, with your
why are
like
y'all doing this at home?
Butters, the dog, like his hair all over your
Yes.
counter. Yeah,
That's
that's
all I
such a
kept thinking.
good
And
point.
we've seen how disgusting Tom and Ariana's house is. And it's like, why are you
Oh
doing
my
that at home? Are there
God.
no blenders at Tom Tom? Like, because he's just sloughing it in. Like, I'm like, has it been cold or kept
Refrigerated?
cold? Like,
Yes. Oh my
yeah, like
God,
I was
that's
just
such a good
like, have you
point.
been? Well, I'm like, have you been running errands in the LA heat? Like, you know, I just am like, I don't know. It just grossed me out because they both brought in like jugs of pureed strawberries or whatever. And it was just like, making me gag.
Oh, that's so sick. I didn't even think about that. Ugh,
I
that's I don't think that's legal.
It's like haunting me. I'm like, why are we serving this? Okay.
But Schwartz is like, oh, I'm so worried about Sandoval and about this podcast. And Lisa's like, of course it's been over, darling. She's been away for 3 months. And I'm just like, Lisa is like the truthsayer.
She is.
I just literally cannot with Tom's unprofessionalism. Like he comes in so mo he's late. He's so
He's
mopey.
always
You know,
late.
he's like, she's like,
Yes.
do you want to talk? She's like, I guess, sure.
I guess. Yeah, right.
But then Lisa asks him about the house, and he's like, you know, Ariana finally responded and she wants to accept the offer. And then he's like, but because she took so long, I don't even know if that's what I want to do anymore. And he says, like in his
Yeah.
confession, it's like, yeah, I have to like refinance. And the interest rates have gone up. And
Duh.
so, and yes, and I wrote in my notes, I said, no freaking shit. And
Yeah,
Lisa's
like
like, just
duh.
sell it, get out. Like, there's no,
Yeah.
this, like, if this, Ariana even called this from like March, you know, like, just y'all need to sell this because if you're
Well,
refinancing it,
yes.
you're taking her name off the, if you're buying her out, you're taking her name off the mortgage, so you have to refinance it.
Right.
No,
And if you
that's been the
watch the
case the whole
after
time.
show, yes. And if you watch the after show, Ariana is so clear and concise about all of this. And I think Ariana, like, you understand what more to me, like, why she didn't leave. Because, you know, everyone's like, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave? And even on her cast, and to me, it's like, just shows like none of these people are like actual adults. And don't get me wrong, like, I don't know anything about mortgages and taxes, but I'm also not sitting here saying you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Like, I'm just like, y'all don't know what you're talking about. So let Ariana figure it out. Like, I just think, you know, Ariana said in the after show, she actually brought up the refinancing thing last week on the after show. And then Tom brought it up this week, but she was like, he's an idiot because he thinks, oh, I can just write you a check for $500,000 and the house is
Right.
mine. And it's like, that's not how it works. Like, when you own
Right.
property, that there's a lot more that goes into it. And even when she said, like, it wasn't an email from the lawyer, it was like he typed it out and he wrote it.
Right.
I was like, that just shows he's an idiot, y'all. Like, he doesn't know what he's
But
doing, you
everybody
know?
was like blaming her, like, you need to get out. Okay, now she's like
Yes.
agreeing to his offer, and now he's can't even do it. You know, it's just like,
Right.
everybody got so pressed about her business, about not wanting,
Yes.
like to get out. And now here she is saying, okay, I'll agree to your offer. And now he's
Exactly.
backtracking. This is exactly why you can't rush to action with a narcissist,
Exactly. Exactly.
So Lala comes by, and I guess just so she can ask LVP on camera if she can use her house.
Yeah.
LVP is like still against Lala using the sperm donor, which I'm sorry,
Right.
I'm on LVP's side about, because I feel like
Yeah.
Lala.
I think her attitude and reasoning for it is what the problem is. It's not that she
Right.
wants to use a sperm donor. I
Oh,
think,
no. Yes.
right. And I know you feel the same way, but I'm like, I think her being like, I think she needs to be careful what she's saying because Ocean is going to hear this.
Well,
And
she's
I
like, I want a
think,
baby that's all mine. Well, I'm sorry. A baby is not yours. A baby eventually is going to be an autonomous human being. And so
exactly.
you're wanting something because you don't want to share with another person. Well, why is one better than the other? I don't like the
Right.
way she's framing it. It's not about the
No,
sperm
I
donor at
don't
all to
either.
me. It's just,
Right.
yes.
Right.
And then LVP
And
is, go
there's a
ahead.
lot of mixed language coming from Lala too. Like she's saying, which I know she's just trying to be funny, but like she's like, Ocean was conceived out of love, and I want this next baby to be conceived out of love, talking about her party. She wants to be surrounded by her friends and family. But then she's also like, this was a lot more fun than how I made Ocean, like
I
talking about that the
know,
sex
I
wasn't
know.
good. And I know she's trying to be funny, but I'm also like, you're talking about your daughter. Like millions of people are watching this. Like, I just am like, I don't know. I don't like it. And I don't think, I just think her reasoning for doing this is out of her trauma. And I don't necessarily think it's the healthiest way to go about it. But that's just my personal
Right.
opinion. But yeah.
Right. Yeah, we could definitely talk a lot more about this.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna tread lightly,
Yes.
but I mean, LVP is against this,
Yeah.
and she Lala's like, Lisa, allow me to be excited about this. And she says, she and Lala starts crying, and she's like, because I'm really
Yeah.
freaking excited. And I was like, well, maybe like the fact that you're crying is interesting. And then
Right.
Lisa kind of shrugs and says, well, I give it my blessing, I guess. And that made me cackle. I was like, yeah,
He's like,
that's,
thank you.
yeah. And then Lala's
Thank
like, oh,
you.
yay.
That's kind of how Natalie is with my life choices. She's like, I give it my
Give it
blessing,
my
I
blessing, I
guess.
guess. Yes, episode title. Then Sheena and Brock arrive at the Valley House of Horrors. It literally looks like an Amazon warehouse has exploded. It's a hot mess. And then
And
Ariana,
I want
go
more
ahead.
clarity. Is this Tom's or Ariana's or both? Because
I got the
I'm
sense that it
like,
was
I know
both, but I don't
Ariana's
know.
okay. I think so too. And I just think it's disgusting. Their house just like it sends me into a spiral. I'm just like, I could not live like that. Like, it's so nasty. And I don't want to criticize Ariana, but I'm just like, girl.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, her bedroom is no better, because we've seen shots of the inside of her
No.
bedroom. So it's not like, oh, this is just the shared space. Like, no, that's how they're living.
Yes.
And then Brock and Sheena, like, are helping clean. Sheena's drinking a Heineken Zero.
Of course.
And then Brock makes a comment like, we're about to drop part four of the podcast. And I was, so basically Raquel Rachel did three parts of Bethany's podcast, and then Sheena's about to drop her song, and they're trying to like market it as part four. And I was like, I
Yeah.
love Brock's support and enthusiasm for this, but it's kind
Yeah.
of a stretch.
It's yes, 100%.
And then Sheena's like, this song was therapy for me. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. This is like a. It's not that, like, there's like one line about the word, it says the word Jetta, And like it's just
Yeah.
meant to be, it's not like a burn or anything. I just didn't find
This
it to
is no,
be.
this is Sheena's tortured poets department, okay? This is her way. This is her releasing like all of her emotions and her, this is from the archive. Like this is she.
I'm dying. Yes,
It made me laugh.
this is her, the smallest man who ever lived.
Yes, 100%.
I don't
But I
know,
do
but
love
like,
Brock support. I do.
yeah, because like
I
you can
love
tell
Brock. I
he,
mean, I've turned a corner on him.
it's like they workshopped this like podcast part four at home and like the,
Yes, 100%.
in the marina. Like they just, I don't know. It's such a stretch, but they're such a perfect match for each other because like they're trying to market this in a
100%.
way.
Yes,
Then we
totally.
cut to band practice, and I wrote in capital letters, I am crying.
Me and my husband were shocked. Like, my husband's mouth was agape. Like, he could not believe what he was, because he's never heard Sandoval sing. Like, he doesn't follow the Instagrams. Like, he didn't see the tour footage. Like, this is the first time he's ever heard Sandoval sing.
Right.
And he was stunned. It's
It was so bad. It
awful.
was like a screeching cat. I was just like, this is
Yes.
sounds like me singing.
Yes. I actually think you're better.
That's me at karaoke. Yes.
It's so bad, y'all. It's so bad.
It was horrible. And he's got like his band, and he's got this the shirt that says dipped out,
And see, that's
which are.
where I'm like, the dipped out shirt, I'm like, you have absolutely no remorse for anything that you did. Like, you're wearing your quote funny merch. And I just am like, this is why no one likes you. Like, this is why no one's rooting for you, and why when you cry, no one believes you, you know?
Right. So James Kennedy comes, and
This is
they have a
iconic. This is
chat
iconic.
off to the side. And Tom Sandoval is like, I realized that I cared way more for Raquel than she cared for me. And James Kennedy is like, do you really think that? Tom Sandoval is like, yes, and the things that Raquel is saying is so goddamn disrespectful. She used me and
Oh.
has thrown me away. I was like, this is laughable. And then Tom
Shut
Sandoval
up. I
says,
know.
I didn't get any sort of closure. James Kennedy says, fuck closure. She's working on herself. And then that kind of pisses Tom Sandoval.
Amen.
Yeah. And Tom
Yeah.
Sandoval kind of gets defensive, and his reaction is to try to make James feel small. So he says, yeah, well, she was working on herself when she broke up with you. She was selfish during that time. She was selfish with getting involved with me. She said back in the day when she asked you to stop drinking, she did it with the thought that you wouldn't be able to do it. And then, so he's like going for the jugular, right? Like really trying to push James's
Yes.
buttons because James
Yes.
dares push back on like, his narrative of like, woe is me, Raquel's evil.
Yeah.
And then James Kennedy, like, he pushes back and he says, well, also in the podcast, she says she was never in love with you. So she got with you because she wasn't quite over me.
Right,
And
exactly.
then he's like, I wouldn't put too much thought into that one. And like, and then
Yeah.
James also says, what we're all thinking. He's like, I don't believe you were ever in love. I think it was a fuck fest for 6 months. And then that pisses Sandoval off. So they're going back and forth
Yes.
because this is going against the
Yeah.
narrative that Sandoval's trying to paint. And James
They
Kennedy
were in
says,
love.
you're a liar,
Yeah.
Tom. That's a fact. And then
Yep.
James Kennedy's like, you had true love with Ariana. That was your that
Yeah.
was true love. Like that's what love was.
Right.
And they're like, it's funny because they're like the two guys are like fighting and they're like so mad at each other, but they're not like super, they're not yelling at each other. It was just kind of like this
No.
off to the side fight. And then he's like, I'm not opening for your joke band. I've moved on to bigger and better things. And then Sandoval
It's
kind of
true.
like put he says, go push some buttons on your laptop, which is so ironic because this weekend James Kennedy played at Coachella.
Literally Coachella, like the biggest party in America.
Yeah.
Right. It's amazing. Yeah.
So, what did you think about the fight, like the argument?
I was totally in agreement with James. I mean, but it was so out of the blue. Like, I wasn't expecting it to happen because James had, quote, hippie with him. You know, I'm a hippie truther, but he had that dog with him. And I just thought it was going to be like a little casual chat. Like, I just wasn't expecting them to like fight. And then when they started, it just got so heated so quickly. And the band is just like watching on from the side. You can tell they're like, what's going on? Like, it's so
Yeah.
funny. But yeah, I mean, I thought I was just trying to take digs at James, and James was actually saying some hard truths. I mean, y'all weren't in love. She's moving on. Let it go. And that's what everyone's saying to him. I think it's really sad that Tom is trying to say, like, me and Ariana weren't in love. You don't know, dude. And I'm like, yeah, you were, you know, and you treated her like crap. Like, you know, like y'all did have something real, and it's really sad that you took it for granted, you know. But yeah, I mean, I was obviously a team James all the way.
Right. It was a pretty iconic scene.
Yes, 100%.
And then we go to this stupid sperm donor party, and I wrote down two things. What the fuck is Lala wearing, and what the fuck is Katie wearing? Because Katie's wearing all black, and then Lala has on this bandana.
What is she wearing? What is her fashion this year? Like, it's
I don't know.
so bad this
Like, this is
season.
like the most important day of your life, and this is what you're wearing.
Yes.
Pin
Right.
the sperm was the dumbest game I've ever seen.
The dumbest game.
It was just stupid. But
Well,
then,
she also doesn't know the human anatomy because she's like pinning it on the vagina, but then they were putting it in the uterus, and she was saying that they were winning. And I was like, the
well, I was
vagina and the
like,
uterus aren't the same. Like, do you know that?
I was like, where, what, yeah, what is the goal here for this game? Like, what part? Where do you want them to aim? Like,
Yes,
are we like fertilizing
right.
or are we going inside? Like, what's happening?
That was the thing. I was like, do you know what they're supposed to be doing? Like, do
Yes,
you
it was
know?
just stupid.
It was dumb.
And then they found the donor, and like they were like reading all the stuff, and Ariana made a little joke in her confessional, which I thought was so cute. She was like, donors, like you guys should like write better like descriptors of yourself. And she was like, because we want to know, are you in it for the right reasons? And that was like a little bachelor
Yes.
joke. It made me laugh.
Yes.
And but then when they pick the donor, Ariana, they pan to her and she is literally like squealing with delight. And she is so happy for her
Yes.
friend Lala. And it just made me, I was like,
Yes.
this is women supporting women. Like, unlike Lala, who's talked so much trash about Ariana this whole season. I also
Yes.
thought it's interesting because she is like she can decide like when she wants to get pregnant, and she will conveniently be pregnant for season 12 filming.
Yes. I have heard people say that a birth would be the same time that they usually film the finale. And so
Yeah,
that people think she's trying to time it for
I
that.
feel
I
like
obviously
she's
don't know that's true, but
I don't either, but it just seems kind of coincidental. I
yes.
know we're kind of running short on time, but is there anything else you wanted to say about the sperm donor party? Or should we jump to pump?
We can
I
jump to pump,
mean,
yeah.
Tom Tom.
Yeah, whichever it's called.
Yeah, I did make a joke. I said, Logan is now the new Peter Madrigal because he's like talking to Lisa about how many reservations they have.
Yes, he's in
And
every scene too. Like, I feel like he pops
But
up all
that's
the
always what
time.
Peter
Yeah.
would do. Lisa would come in and be like,
Yes.
how do reservations look today?
Yeah.
And I also made a note. I was like, I
Silverware. Yeah.
cannot wait to listen to Sup and hear their take on the Tom Tom brunch. So, because I
Yes,
know how
yes.
Lara feels about the food on her pod.
Yes.
And I kind of like zoned out too. I don't care about Lala and Katie. But I did
No.
appreciate Katie like telling Lala, like, your softness is going to the wrong people.
Right.
You know, because she's not
No,
being
I
soft to
agree, and I
her.
agree
She's,
with that.
because that's
No,
code for
yeah.
Sandoval. Yeah.
Right. And one other thing I did want to point out was that Tom asks. He actually has the balls to ask Tom Schwartz if he wants to move in with him.
Oh,
And
yes. Yeah.
I could not believe that that was a real conversation. Like,
Okay. Honestly, I feel like that, I think they should do it. I
I
think they
think
should live
that
together.
they would probably They could, but not in that house. Like, I was
Oh
like,
God, no,
dude,
not in that house.
y'all go
No.
get your own apartment, like get your own house, a bachelor pad, like whatever. But like,
Yeah.
because he's like, you pay 4,000 a month now, this would be 6,000. I'm like, dude, you're asking him for a lot. Like, you're
Yeah.
such a freaking loser. I don't
But
know. That just
I
set
was
me
like, y'all
off.
go like do be have your own show to like y'all like see the
I
single
agree. Lean
toms is like
in.
a much better
Yeah.
place of where I'd want to see them than like this like domestic
I
narrative.
agree.
So,
I agree completely.
and then Sheena at brunch is goes to tell Sandoval about the song and he freaks out. It's like the performance of a lifetime. It's so over the top. I need to listen to the song because I'm like, what am I missing? You just say the word Jetta. Is there anything
I remember it
else?
coming out. He, you
Okay.
know, he's, I don't know what the precipice is. It's a cute song, but I think for him to be like, I'm sick of everybody monetizing off my pain. It's like, shut up. Like, shut
Right.
up. You did this. I mean, you did this, you know? So yeah, he's a loser.
I think,
Loser
yeah, I'm like,
behavior.
yeah, he got very upset about it, and then it's like, I don't know if it was a
Very.
to be continued. No, it wasn't to be continued, but we have the
No.
ne next
New
episode.
episode
So
tonight.
yeah, we will be watching tonight and we will be back with you guys on Thursday. Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. Next week, we'll, or on Thursday, we'll be back with a new app.
Yes. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the valley, which we keep promising, but we just run out of time, guys. So we'll get
I
to
know. There's
it.
too much.
All right,
Okay.
y'all. Well, have a great
You
rest of
too,
your
watch
Tuesday,
out.
and we'll talk to you later.